we took a spinal fluid from patients who had Alzheimer's disease, and we looked to see if the immune system was present in their spinal fluid. And that turned out to be true. The types of immune cells that were in the spinal fluid were the same as they are in multiple sclerosis.
Does this mean a link between Alzheimer's and multiple sclerosis?
There might be the same play of immune cells in both diseases. So what that means is that some of the treatments that we use for multiple sclerosis that affect the immune system might be useful in treating patients with Alzheimer's disease as well.
How did you come to find this out?
We were studying MS and the immune system. So Dr. Rong Zhang at Texas Presbyterian actually came up with the idea of calling me to see if I would be interested in looking to see if the immune system was involved in Alzheimer's disease.
The idea for that came from what?
He became interested in the immune system because one of his other things that he's working on is the role of exercise in the ability of Alzheimer's patients to improve their brain function.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had been reading a little bit about the immune system and how it might affect and improve patients who have Alzheimer's disease.
So the discovery then perhaps represents a change in how you think Alzheimer's disease progresses? Is that
definitely
it?
Because nobody really thought before that the immune system was involved in Alzheimer's disease at all. And so now that we've shown that the immune system really does have a role in that disease, it will change the way that we try and treat that disease.
Now, I understand that what the thing that's the link or that's similar is what, a massive brain inflammatory response?
Yeah. So there are.
Is that as painful as it sounds?
Well, it could be very bad, but it could be good. We're not quite sure yet what we can say. The immune system does a couple of things. What it's supposed to do is it's supposed to fight bad things like viruses and bacterial infection. But sometimes the immune system goes wrong, and instead of just fighting bad things in your body, it decides that your body itself is bad. And so in multiple sclerosis, for example, your immune system thinks your brain is actually an infection and tries to get rid of it and damages it. So we're not sure yet if the immune cell that we find in the central nervous system or the brain and spinal fluid of Alzheimer's disease patients or patients at risk to get Alzheimer's disease, if those cells are good, if they're fighting some sort of infection in that system, or if they're trying to kill off the brain itself.
Does this discovery answer questions about Alzheimer's, or does it raise more questions?
We're really at the advent of understanding what this means. It's a completely new frontier for all of us. But I think what we have answered is that the immune system does play a role in that disease. And now what we need to figure out is how we can suppress the ones that are the immune system when it's going bad in that disease, and how we can instead turn it around to use it to our advantage in being able to treat those patients.
Potentially, how far could this go?
I think we're actually going to be able to use the same kind of drugs that we use to treat MS patients. We can use those same drugs in Alzheimer's patients or patients at risk to get Alzheimer's. And hopefully that will help alleviate or slow their symptoms as they progress.